Hello, welcome to the 20 Minutes of Filler podcast. I'm your host, Mark Spector, and all of you regular listeners are probably going, what? What the heck is going on? Well, as you know, your regular host, Jason Katarski, has outlawed on Kickstarter right now, and he does a really good job of keeping his fans informed, keeping everyone aware of what's going on. But it's one thing when you, wave around your own flag. It's an entirely other thing when someone is willing and able to pinch hit for you, to, you know, help you express yourself and help, you know, represent you. And so I talked to Jason. I said, hey, why don't I interview you on your own podcast? Why don't I give you the opportunity to stand on a platform like you put your guests on a platform? And he said, wow, that's a good idea. So here I am, and I welcome your host for every other episode, Jason Katarski.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me on, man.
No problem. You gave me the key to your house. I mean, it was fine. It was great. I might actually settle in the recording studio here. So I actually I prepared a few questions for you, and though some of your audience might be familiar with some of these things, I'm actually a little newer to your podcast, so I want to go back just a little bit. It always helps to, you know, go back to the basics. And I've always wondered, you probably have explained this before, what is the green couch? Is there a green couch around here somewhere that I am not seeing? What does that represent to you?
Yeah, there is an actual green couch. It's in my little office right next door to where we are right now. But I bought this couch, it's a love seat actually, from a friend's grandmother's garage sale for $20. And it was, we had just bought a house, my wife and I, and we had a basement that we didn't have any furniture for. And I'm like, oh, hey, let's grab that couch. I knew I was going to have band practice in my basement, so I knew we would need a place to sit. And that couch over the years had started to become this place where I would go to just hang out, to be quiet, to be creative. I wrote songs on that couch.
It's a creative and happy place.
Yeah, it is. That's kind of what it was all about. So I was in this place of thinking about what I wanted to call my game company. And the couch represented creativity to me. And it also represented connectivity, community, because I had people over, and that's where we would kind of go to have kind of conversations. So that's what couches are about. It's a meeting space, a place where people come together in real life. And in my games that I put out, like, the heart behind them is not just to make a fun game experience, but it is about to have a kind of a creative expression, right, in the gaming space, but also to bring people together, to build a sense of community around the table, around games. And I think games do that in a really unique way. So this symbol of kind of creativity and community in my life became the symbol for my game company, and it sounded cool, and I saw possibilities for neat looking logos in there too.
Absolutely. Your green couch is definitely noteworthy. All right. So also, one other personal question. You recently had a little shakeup in your life, and you're relatively new to the Grand Rapids area. Can you just tell us how it's been like settling in, the gaming scene, who you've met, what you've done?
Yeah, it's been really neat. Like, we came over here, my wife got a new job as a teacher. She just needed something different, and we are from the east side of the state originally, in Flint, Michigan. So we just wanted to do something different, so we ended up over here. And she went to college here as well. So we were already comfortable, we were already familiar, we have some family here. So we moved into a great little neighborhood, and it's a very walkable neighborhood with a cool old school hardware store.
It's fantastic over here.
Yeah, one of the greatest breakfast spots in all of Grand Rapids is walking distance from here. So I can say that because your wife's place just closed.
That's true. That's fine. It's still a great restaurant regardless. You are totally correct.
Real Food Cafe. Absolutely. If anybody's in Grand Rapids and wants some really good breakfast, check that out. But that's all, like, right in my neighborhood. Splash pad down the street for my kids. Good stuff. But we... gaming wise, it's fantastic. I knew about Grand Con because of what you were doing, and I've been here the last 3 to 4 years. The first year was at Calvin,
yes,
College, yep. And that's where my wife went. I was there just as a person hanging out and checking out the scene, and I really enjoyed it. And then I had a table the last 2 years,
yes,
with Green Couch, so I was aware of the gaming scene being over here. As soon as I moved in, Gray. Dietrich, is that how you say his last name?
Yeah, Dietrich.
Okay. Dietrich, okay. Kind of does the meetup for the West Michigan Tabletop Game Design Group, and
yep,
they meet every other Thursday at a local game store that is a fantastic local game store, and it's only a few miles away.
It's great. I was there last night. Yeah. So I'll be going back again.
Awesome. Yeah. So we have these meetings for where we play each other's games and give each other feedback, and they were super welcoming to me. And I know that Brian Lenz, who does the West Michigan Tabletop
Gamers meetup.
Meetup group, like, says that you can play every night of the week somewhere in West Michigan if you want.
The culture over here is incredible. All right, so let's get to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
The big project you have going on right now is Outlawed. It is on Kickstarter right now. It is very close to funding, and I wanted to ask you how you actually found Outlawed. Or how did it find you, perhaps?
It found me. A while back, I was talking to a guy named Ryan Sanders. He was the Inquisitive Meeple, and he does stuff for the Indie Game Report now. But he was just a guy I talked to online every once in a while, and he knew that I liked these little quirky games. And he said, hey, I know some games you should check out. And he said, my friend Ryan Cowler is a pro wrestler in California. And he's got this game about
awesome.
Outlaws, and he's got this game about dinosaurs that you should check out. And I connected with the dinosaur one right away, and that became my game, Jurassic Attack. I reached out to Ryan and said, hey, this other Ryan said you're a cool Ryan, and you're doing cool things. And I had played Outlawed. It was previously called Help! !! Wanted. Calling for the new sheriff in town. And my brain... couldn't get, I'm not a very good social gamer, like I'm kind of terrible at reading people, and there were some cool interactions in there, and I could see that there was a really good game there, but my brain hadn't taken a hold of it yet, so I just played it more, and I kept playing it, and it finally clicked one day, and one of the ways that it clicked was I took half the cards out and kind of created a beginner game.
Yes, you did. I have played both levels of the game.
that helped me kind of reintroduce myself to this idea, and then I could see the kind of awesome kind of brilliance in this game design. So Ryan and I had talked about it over on and off for the last year or so while we've been hanging out and become friends through the Jurassic Attack experience. And finally, I was like, let's do this game. And,
all right. So what I've gathered is that if you are named Ryan, you have an extra in to get a game published by Green Couch.
That's it.
And I also don't think you're as bad social gamerly as you are saying. I think he's, setting the expectation low, and then he's going to totally shark you folks if you play a social game with him. All right. So I'm sitting here with a copy of the game. And the first thing, I've played it. The first thing everyone remarks on it is gorgeous. But I wanted to ask you, so there are plenty of Western games out there. There are plenty of animal games out there. What made you go with anthropomorphized animals in the Old West? I mean, because obviously, those are two pretty strong genres on their own. It works in the best way possible. But when you hear about the concept, you might go, huh? But it works. They're gorgeous. I mean, I'm sitting here flipping through the cards, staring at them.
Well, thank you. Well, the artist, his name is Shaz Young, and he's from Malaysia. And he's young, and he also did Jurassic Attack for us. He works for Scholastic as well. He does some covers for young adult novels in the Star Wars universe these days.
So just a small credential on his resume.
No big deal. He went from Green Couch to, Star Wars. No big deal. But actually, that's one of the benefits of getting to know Ryan is that I don't actually know where that specific seed of an idea came from, because Ryan came up with the game, and then he actually hired Chaz to do the art.
Okay.
He wanted a good-looking prototype. So that was some of the world-building that he did. And actually, I know Ryan Sanders from the Inquisitive Meeple helped him with coming up with some of the names. And they just wanted to tell a compelling story that was a little bit of a twist on the West. And I think it just makes it really stand out. It's not just another dark, gritty game with, half-shaven, dark-haired men in hats, I think it makes it pop and kind of stand out a little bit. So that was one of the things that first attracted me to it, was the uniqueness of the art and the really cool world building, all the silly.
It definitely pops, there's no doubt. It definitely has a vibe all its own. And when you talk about world building, is there a story behind this game? Is there more depth? Has anything gone on, other conversations with your artist and your designer is there another property or game that might come out of some of these characters?
It's possible. The characters are really cool, and Ryan, as a part of the Kickstarter campaign, actually started fleshing out the characters' backstories a little bit more. Like,
okay.
The story of the game is that the deputy up and left his post because their little Old West town was overrun by outlaws and he couldn't take it anymore. So now they're looking for a new outlaw, or a new, I'm sorry, not a new outlaw, a new deputy.
There's plenty of outlaws.
A new deputy to replace him. So you are trying to apprehend the most outlaws, so Sheriff Croc Holiday picks you to be the new deputy. So then what Ryan did is he went through, and you can read their little bios on our Kickstarter page, but he created this thing, like he would do a little profile where what are they wanted for and kind of what is their backstory, and it ties into their actual like abilities on their cards. Like Lionel likes to tell the truth, and it's like his it's his handicap is that he just is he's too boastful about his crimes, you know, so it gets him in trouble.
Fair enough.
So yeah, lots of cool stuff that Ryan has done. So it really makes me want to do something extra with the with those stories. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay, so now I am going to make you choose from among your babies. Do you have a favorite character, either because of the art or the power associated with that character, or both?
That's really tough. I really love all of them.
Do your kids have a favorite character? Kids usually have no filter. They're just going to go, I like that one, Daddy.
This is actually the one that I haven't really played with my kids because I don't want to teach them to lie too early.
Fair enough. Lessons for gamers.
I think probably one of my favorites, though, is Bluffalo Bill Bison. Just because that's such a hilarious name to me. Bluffalo Bill.
That's right. There's a good amount of tongue-in-cheek in this game, like you said earlier, with the names.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got... And Bluffalo is holding a brand that has BB on it. So he's like this big hulking, you know, Buffalo man. And he's got this brand because he's gonna write his name on your his. You better look out.
He's going to whoop you, and then he's going to make you remember it forever. So, all right, cool. Wanted to ask you, you know, you have a pretty well-defined approach to what you publish. It kind of jives right with the podcast. So a lot of games get pitched to you, and obviously there's a wide swath of those games that simply is not going to fit the green couch style of game as it stands today. But when you saw Outlawed for the first time, I know you said you had to chew on it a little bit, mm-hmm. but what was the nugget there that kept you going?
I think that it was that I could see when other people played. I brought it to a lot of other friends at first because I wasn't sure I understood like how it all worked and how to remember all the different abilities and keep them in my head. But when I had other people play it, it was always such a cool experience.
Yeah, I have. In fact, before I played this, another mutual friend of ours, he was telling me, he says, Jason has this game and it's amazing and you just can't wait till you play it. It's going to be fantastic. And then I played it and he was, of course, correct. So well, anyway, well, I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, I love watching people play the game and I say, like, this is what these... six cards do, okay? And now you can say whatever you want. You can play this card in front of you, and you can claim it's any one of these six characters, but you only get it if you meet the apprehend condition that's on the card. So that's really simple rules, and then they start playing, and by the like second or third round around the table, like there's laughter, there's people getting mad at each other, like it's just like it brings people together in this way that is like beyond those simple rules, there's something happening in that group, and it's a fun, fun experience. So,
yeah,
so I saw that before I started to get it in my own head, and then the more I played it, the more I started to like experience it myself, and I was like, wow, like it really hits on all cylinders.
Yeah, I really like there is that moment when your card is upside down, you've chosen your role, and then there's the big reveal, and you know what you have, you should know what you have, you may have lied about it, you may have told the truth, then you turn it over, and there's that moment when you go, okay, how does my power interact with everything else that was revealed? And you have that like, oh man, yes, or oh man, no.
Right.
And believe my first game, not good. I think I literally scored zero. It was very sad, but that's okay. That pretty much kind of gets at everything I wanted to speak to today. I appreciate you having me on as a host of the podcast, turning things on its head. But the important thing to leave the audience with is that Outlawed is on Kickstarter right now. It is not too far away from its goal. Can you wrap it up for us? Tell us when it's going to finish, what's coming, you know, maybe drop a little secret of what's to come and entice the audience to go there and check it out.
Sure. So it's on Kickstarter until the first Saturday of October. So another couple weeks. It's $15 with a copy shipped anywhere in the U.S. There's some additional fees there if you're in Canada or anywhere else in the world, but that's the reality of sending things in the mail.
International.
Around the world. Yeah, absolutely. We are almost funded, and the first kind of thing we're going to roll out is a standee of the Start Player badge. So it'll be a cardboard cutout standee of the badge. So whoever, so that, which rotates every turn, and that is only going to be in the Kickstarter version.
All right, you heard it right here, people. It's an exclusive. He dropped information on his own podcast, and if you back the Kickstarter, which I already have, you're going to get some extra swag that you don't get outside of that.
Yeah, you might find it at conventions, because we like to at least say thank you to people who come see us, but like you're not going to find it in stores, so it'll be a card in the retail version of the game. So that's coming up soon, shortly after we fund, which will happen any day now. We're really excited about the game, and we hope that people will take a look at it, watch some videos. It's kind of a hard game to see on paper, so I encourage you to read some reviews and watch some of the videos that are up there to kind of get a feel for the experience, or try it on Tabletop Simulator if you have Steam, or do the print and play. There's a free black and white print and play. You can give it a try.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, very, very fun. I hope everybody checks it out.
Oh.
I was just going to say, I can't let you go off my podcast without giving you a moment to talk about what you're doing that's very exciting. Mark not only is one of the owners of Grand Con, but he's also started a new company called the Grand Gamers Guild.
Yes, Grand Gamers Guild. Thank you. I appreciate my my moment on the soapbox. So yeah, we do have a game on Kickstarter right now as well. It's called Unreal Estate. It is a card game that involves drafting and hand management and a little bit of push your luck. And our campaign ends a couple weeks beyond Jason's. I can't remember the exact date right now. I want to say October 21st. But anyway, it's live. It's there. You can go to the Unreal Estate Kickstarter page and see it.
It's a great game. It was almost a green couch game.
I know. I feel some small measure of guilt about that. But
no, you know, like what happened was I'm friends with Jason from the Building in a Game podcast. He's another Michigan guy. He lives down in Kalamazoo. We talk all the time about game design stuff. We hang out at conventions. And he was showing me this game, and I really, really liked it. And my schedule was a little bit busier than I wanted to be, and I couldn't quite find a theme that worked for the game that I felt like would sell it. Because at the time, it felt like a great classic card game, and I knew it needed a cool story to help it be a Kickstarter type of game. And I think that you guys nailed it with the theme. Like, that never would have crossed my mind for some reason, but it's so good. It's fantasy real estate, right? And
yeah.
And the art is by another Michigan artist named Corinne Roberts, and it's phenomenal. Please check this game out. And they've already funded in a day. So your first Kickstarter campaign.
Woohoo!
And it funded in a day.
See, so here's the lesson here, everybody. Support Michigan local. Support creativity around the state, because we can keep bringing you amazing things, podcasts and games and conventions and all sorts of amazing things.
Yeah, you know, I used to kind of joke that Chris Kirkman and Dice Hate Me is from North Carolina, and there's so much happening there. Podcasts, games, game conventions, publishers, designers. But I think that Grand Rapids, West Michigan, is like a force to be reckoned with these days.
That's right. We're not just Beer City, USA. We're going to become Game City, USA. Tabletop Mecca.
Awesome. Awesome. Where can people find you on Twitter and stuff, Mark?
Oh, sure. Okay, so on Facebook, you can just go to facebook.com/Grand Gamers Guild. You can go to grandgamersguild.com, which is our website. It's pretty much just a shell of a website right now, but the most important thing you can do there is provide us your email address so that we can keep you on top of ongoing events, but also an opportunity to win an autographed copy of Unreal Estate, the published game, signed by Jason and Corinne. And then, of course, on the Kickstarter, just go to Kickstarter, type in Unreal Estate, and it's live, and we got selected by Kickstarter as a project we love. And, I mean, Corinne's art is unmistakable. It is, the word I use for her is unparalleled. Mm. She is a thing unto herself, and I really appreciate that she threw in with us to bring this thing to fruition.
Awesome. Awesome. You can find me on Twitter, at Jason Katarski, or at Green Couch Games. And Mark, there's something you're supposed to say at the end of the show. Do you know what that thing is?
Until next time, get out there and play some great little games.